we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them from the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent. Work thy promises, declared to mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve thee with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, open thou our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Set for this evening, and we invite you to remain standing for both psalms.
The Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, so that they may know that I will be with you as I was with Moses. You are the one who shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan." Joshua then said to the Israelites, "Draw near and hear the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is going to pass before you come into Jordan. So now select 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan flowing from above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks through the time of harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the water, the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing toward the sea of Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho, while all Israel were crossing over on dry ground. The priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan. Here endeth the first lesson.
Thank you. Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Here endeth the second lesson.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And mercifully
to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow thee, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merit of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The choir anthem this evening is God that madest earth and heaven. The words were written by two English-born priests. Verse 1 was written by the Right Reverend Reginald Heber, who was born in Cheshire. He was appointed Bishop of Calcutta in 1823. Verse 2 was written by the Most Reverend Richard Whateley, who was born in London. He was appointed Archbishop of Dublin in 1831 in the Church of Ireland. The tune Ar Hyd y Nos is one of the most well-known and best-loved Welsh folk songs. Tonight's musical arrangement is by the composer David Thorne, who for over 30 years was a cathedral organist. He has been a regular contributor to television and radio, making his first appearance on the BBC World Service at the age of 15, accompanying Exeter Cathedral Choir. God that madest earth and heaven, arranged by David Thorne.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Does the name Fleur Lombard mean anything to you? Fleur Lombard. Maybe in the back of your mind somewhere, a bell might be ringing. If not, or to put you out of your misery, if there is a bell going on there that you can't quite get hold of, Fleur Lombard was the first woman firefighter to die whilst on active service. Her death drew public attention to the courage and determination of women and men throughout the country who risked so much to save the lives and property of their fellow citizens. No one can doubt the resilience of the human spirit. The firefighter who will risk everything to save one life. The mountaineer who must try and scale the highest peak because it's there. The athlete who pushes him or herself to the limit of endurance to achieve Olympic glory. All of them reflect that resilience. So we shouldn't be surprised that the Bible has its fair share of stories about heroes and heroines of the faith who gave their all that the world might believe. We might marvel at the determination of the prophets and the courage of the apostles. But the truth is that there are many acts of individual commitment to the faith so far unrecorded, which, if known, would stir the heart and inspire the spirit. They were all following in the footsteps of their Lord, refusing to count the cost, committed to carrying their cross and fired by divine love. Jesus made no attempt to disguise the cost of being a Christian. Despite all the emphasis on love and forgiveness, there will be those who try to destroy a gospel that challenges contemporary values and current thinking. When God, in his wisdom, chose to send his Son into the world, he was taking a considered risk. If God was to be seen in all his glory, it was necessary that he should also be seen in the fullness of humanity, the crown of God's creation. And as God sent his Son, so Jesus sent his disciples. And in the reading that we heard, Matthew very kindly reminds us just who they are. And as Joshua chose 12, one from each of the tribes of Israel, so Jesus sends 12, symbolizing the 12 tribes now of the people of God, going forward as followers of Jesus. Accepting Judas Iscariot, they will all be sheep going among wolves. They will face hostility, persecution, even death in the cause of Christ. Jesus uses contemporary Jewish imagery to describe what his followers will experience, because Jewish thought distinguished between the present age and the age to come, which would be God's golden age. And in between came the day of the Lord, which would be a time of destruction and judgment, splitting friends and relatives as they faced the challenge of God's Messiah. So in describing the conflict that his followers would encounter, Jesus was saying that the day of the Lord has come. The day of the Lord is here. They were living at the greatest turning point of human history. And Jesus was incredibly honest concerning the cost of witness. It was hardly a way to win followers, yet the history of Christianity has proved him right in his prophecies. Jesus foresaw several scenes of persecution. His disciples would be dragged before kings and governors, but they mustn't be anxious about what they were to say. The Spirit of God speaks through the faithful Christian. They would be beaten in the synagogues. St. Paul received the punishment of 39 lashes 5 times. Persecution would even come from within one's own family, to the extent of children turning against Christian parents and having them put to death by civil authorities. But in all this persecution, Jesus urges trust. Do not worry about how to speak or what to say. When the time comes, the Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Don't worry about what you're going to do, because the human spirit following in Christ's way has great resilience. And so in every generation, God has called and has sent out his servants. The costliness of this should never be underestimated. There's no easy option, no easy way of escape, no easy message to be proclaimed. The gospel is not only divine wisdom. It's divine wisdom shaped by the message of Jesus. It is a gospel of love for all people, just us and just where they are. And it is this love and acceptance that so many find hard to accept, because it doesn't provide glib, clear-cut, sure answers. So let's not seek simplistic answers to the problems of life. Let's instead pray for strength to embrace true Christian discipleship with all its costliness, and to open ourselves to the joys and perils of loving as God loves. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "When two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also." We hold before God our prayers and thanksgiving for the worldwide Anglican Church, for all bishops, clergy and people, for Nicholas and Paul, our bishops, for Matthew, Rosemary and David, for all lay ministers, for all congregations. We pray to God, the Father of all creation, who gives us all that we have, blesses us with all good gifts, and entrusts us to use them wisely for the benefit of all creation. We give thanks for all that we have, and for all those who we share it with, our family, friends, and neighbours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We hold before God the Church across the world, for our sisters and brothers in Christ, gathered together in tiny churches or majestic cathedrals. We give thanks for being able to worship in freedom, to declare the gospel and to share God's love with those we meet. Remembering before God those who cannot or do not meet to worship because of fear or prejudice. Jesus sent out the 12 to proclaim the kingdom of heaven was near. May we who worship now through the power of the Spirit feel the kingdom close at hand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask God, the bringer of peace, to instill peace in the hearts of those who have an agenda of violence, hatred, or war. Especially praying for the most troubled parts of the world, its leaders and people. We pray for peace to rule in the hearts of everyone, for justice and fairness for all, and for a world where there is no division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit. We hold before God the healing for those who are suffering at this time. We ask that God will ease their worries, calm their souls, and give peace to their hearts. We hold before God all those from this community who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, and Patrick Crowley. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. In the Father's house there are many rooms, each one a place prepared for those whose earthly life has ended. We remember before God all those who have died in the faith of Christ, and all those whose faith was known only to God. Remembering by name Albert Thorpe, Jimmy Westerman, John Tubby, and Margaret Chambers, who have recently died, and Nellie Lowther, whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, it was said amongst the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. We rejoice in all that the Lord has done for us, this day and always. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Say together the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.